I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Very Little Theater presents The Language Archive, a play written by Julia Cho about a professional linguist and specialist in dying languages who has a little trouble with the language of his own life. It'll be presented on the Very Little Theater's main stage in Eugene from Friday, January 17th through Saturday, February 1st. Joining us in the KLCC studios are director James Ade and assistant director and actress Nancy Hopps. Welcome.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, so often what we study at a distance becomes more difficult in close-up. And this is the case for George, the lead character, when it comes to language, isn't it, James?
It is indeed. George has this passion for preserving dead languages or dying languages. But even though he speaks a number of languages, including some that no longer exist, he doesn't have the language to speak to his wife and to understand his wife's love and frustration are the love that other people have for him. He cannot communicate on a personal level.
And Nancy, tell us about your character and the problems with language in her life.
I have the great fun of playing a character named Alta. Alta and Reston are the last speakers of a fictitious language called Elloway. They speak a language which is described by George in the play as a melodic lilting, compares it to the sound of rushing water. He says, what sounds, what stops. And so it's been great fun because Julia Cho, the author, has given us phonetic suggestions of this language, but from there it's been up to us as actors to develop this entire new language, which is described as a language of the heart. When Alta and Reston want to argue and say, quote, mean, hateful, ugly things, we do that in English because in their experience, that's what English is for.
Language and the words we have to use really does affect the emotion that comes out of it, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And Alta and Reston talk with George about which dies first, the language or the world, the culture. And it's interesting. I don't think a definitive answer is given in the play, but it's very thought-provoking because languages are dying all over the world as we speak. There's a projection that more than half of the world's languages will be gone at this rate within the next 100 years.
It's estimated that a language dies every 2 weeks.
Well, talk, James, about the language of love and how that manifests here.
As George comes to a clear understanding of what's been going on in his life, partly because of his interaction with Alta and Reston, he talks to his wife about what he calls our language, which is the language that is created between two intimates, whether that's husband and wife or whatever the other intimate relationship you have. You start developing a language that nobody else really understands, and he realizes that if she leaves him, then he will never be able to speak our language again, and our language will die from misuse or disuse. Mm-hmm. And it becomes a crux in the whole play, is what will make him happy. Can he find love? Can he find that language again? And that's something that the play deals with a lot. How do we communicate love? How do we understand love? Can we see love when it's being spoken to us? These are issues. And the play in this, just so we get the gist here, is a comedy. Now, it's a comedy of what I like to call a human comedy. It's not slapstick farce. Nobody's running around with big shoes and red bats. But, well, there's a couple of scenes with Achilles and Nancy. But
it's not a red bat.
But it's that human comedy where you can laugh 1 minute and cry. You can feel the compassion for a character that makes you laugh, but then you also feel that compassion when that person's sad in the moment. And that's the type of comedy I enjoy working with.
As the saying goes, there's an element of truth in every joke.
In every joke.
Indeed.
Nancy, you do a lot of healing work outside of the stage in the theater. How does language and healing interact for you?
What becomes evident throughout this play is that no matter what your skill and agility with language is, really all you can express is what is truly in your heart.
And James, what else does this play say to us from your perspective about how we can communicate better to the ones we love?
A key in acting is working with listening. This is something that I think we miss a lot in our society, as a broad society, as a coffee clutch conversations, but also in relationships, in our intimate relationships. It's so easy to know that our wife or our husband or our friend is going to say that same thing over again, and we don't listen to the intonation. If you're not listening to that intonation, you will miss that. And if you presume to know what the words mean without hearing the context and the emotion and passion behind the words, you're not communicating.
James Ade and Nancy Hopps from the Very Little Theater's production of Julia Cho's play, The Language Archive. It'll be presented on main stage at the Very Little Theater in Eugene beginning Friday, January 17th through Saturday, February 1st. For tickets and more information, visit thevlt.com. Well, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you
so much. Pleasure to be
here.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.